I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Sarah, I was so excited to see you in the mall a while back. I know we haven't spoken since we were kids, but you still look exactly the same. I couldn't remember what your mom's face looked like back then, but there was a familiarity to it that I couldn't help but feel. I had so much fun catching up with you and learning about how well you've been doing in volleyball and with your cute new boyfriend, Lincoln. I wanted to call you, but your mom seemed upset just to see my mom and me and, when she remembered who we were, I don't even have the words for it. But when my mom saw yours reaching for me and they both freaked out and tried to shield you and me from the other parent, I wasn't sure what to make of it. It freaked me out. And I knew my mom wasn't playing when she said I could never speak to you again. I'm still confused, but I did get a lot of clarity on what happened. This may be a lot to bear, so I thought if I wrote it, you could digest it in your own time and reach out if you still wanted to talk about any of it. It was a while ago, but remember when we were kids and we would play on this side of my house in the dirt? You would come over with your family and we'd talk about your brother's Tonka trucks and eventually go and steal some from him and grab a few Barbie dolls and just go wild. It was so simple, but it was the epitome of fun at the time. Do you remember that one time when we were on the side of my house and that woman kept driving by? She had a small blue car and first she just drove in circles, slowing down as she'd watch us. Then later she started talking to us. She asked if we liked puppies and said she couldn't find hers. We said no, we hadn't seen them. Then she came back around and said she'd lost her niece, who was about our age at the time, and wanted us to help look for her. I'd forgotten about it, until the day I saw you, that is. Sarah, there was a point where I wanted to keep engaging with her, and you said, no, we're not supposed to talk to strangers. So I stopped. Then I ran inside to get more toys for us. I forgot what happened until recently. I forgot about that woman. And being young was no excuse because I'm sorry to say I'd forgotten what happened to you. Sarah, the person calling herself your mother was that same woman from before. You were kidnapped when we were kids and she's just raising you as her own daughter. Believe me, I get how crazy this might sound. You've spent so much of your life with her. She pays for you to do any extracurricular you want and you will never have to worry about money. I don't know how to begin finding your real family, but I promise you, the people you live with now aren't them. You may have spent years happy there, but you aren't safe. If they are capable of kidnapping and lying to you, I'm afraid of what they will do next. Okay, so after writing that first part, I thought maybe I should try to see what I could find before I sent this letter to you. I started snooping through my mom's stuff, trying to see if she had anything about a missing girl that could help me prove all of this to you by finding your real mom. I thought she'd be the only one that could prove it to you. Maybe it would jog your memory, or the police would have evidence or mugshots of your fake mom. I found some old newspaper clippings in a box in the back of her old closet, and it was of a young girl from our old neighborhood. Papers and just pages of missing signs and the like. But the little girl didn't have your light brown hair and freckles. She had my dark brown hair and dimples. Sarah, I'm confused, heartbroken, and scared. I'm so scared. I feel like she knows I know by the way she looks at me when I'm not looking directly at her. She was on the phone, mentioning something about pulling me out of school the other day. I'm sending this hastily so that you can get me help. I have 2 more years until I'm gone for college, but now I wonder if I have as much as 2 more months before she gets rid of me. Sarah, you're the one that found me. Please be the one to help save me. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. If you want to follow along to make sure that you don't miss any new episodes, make sure to click the button on wherever you're listening to this podcast to get alerts. Also, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, at Author Carmen Norris, so that you can keep up to date with everything coming across my writing desks. Until next time, y'all.